the coal industry is in free fall. What'll happen to thousands of laid-off coal miners? This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Reed Frazier. In this year's presidential race, the downturn in the coal industry has become a campaign issue. Speaking last week in North Dakota, presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump said he's going to bring coal mining back.
We're going to save the coal industry. We're going to save that coal industry. Believe me, we're going to save it. I love those people. These are great people.
He says he's going to do this by backing the U.S. out of the U.N.'s Paris Climate Treaty and other environmental commitments. But even coal's staunchest backers say that'll be tough to pull off. They say that changes to the energy grid mean that even if tougher environmental standards are reversed, it'll be hard for the industry to ever return to its peak level of production from a few years ago. In southwestern Pennsylvania, layoffs in the coal industry have begun taking hold. That means trying times for coal miners as coal companies go bankrupt. In November, Alpha Natural Resources announced it was closing the Emerald Mine in Greene County, laying off 220 miners. At a meeting for these laid-off miners, Greene County Commissioner Blair Zimmerman had some sober words. Zimmerman, who's a retired miner himself, said some would be lucky enough to get a job at another mine.
But a lot of you aren't going to get back to the mines. That's just the way it's going to happen.
Dave Searock left the Emerald Mine recently and now works as a recruiter for a private industry group. He said replacing the high-income jobs from coal mines will be a challenge, especially in rural Pennsylvania.
It's tough because the hardest transition is you're going from a job where you made six figures and probably the highest job you're going to get in Fayette or Greene County is $20,000, $30,000 a year. If you're lucky, you might get one hit 40, but you're never going to hit 80 to 100.
Dave Hathaway was one of the miners laid off in November. He's applied at dozens of places.
From prison to casino, gas field, just anywhere.
And any bites?
Zero. Not one phone call from any.
Some miners have had to leave the state for jobs, but Hathaway has a 10-year-old in the area and a baby on the way, so relocating is not an option. He and another Emerald miner, Bob Wilson, formed a group to help their former coworkers get jobs. Both have applied to get into a Carpenters Union training program. Wilson says he's seen how workers in other industries have had their unemployment extended. He wants the same thing for laid-off coal workers.
Where's our bailout money? You know, just, and it's not just a handout like we need our houses rebuilt. We just need the help to get a good-paying job.
But a few weeks ago, the U.S. Department of Labor turned down the miners' request for an unemployment extension. As they wait to hear back on job applications, Hathaway and Wilson are cutting grass to earn a little extra money. They're hoping to see if they get into the Carpenters Training Program this month. To hear more of their story, tune into the Allegheny Front later this week. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Reed Frazier.